The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Ball inbounded for Demet Ogg, who comes down the sideline. He's all by himself. He'll drive, jump stop, spin, take it off glass. It hangs on the rim, and it's in. Just enough spin on that ball.
Today, it's live coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Bertrand Vikings. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Inbound to Heinrichs, right corner. Took a couple of dribbles down the baseline and kicked it back out to Demet Ogg. Back to Heinrichs. Now the three is good. And the first lead of the ball game for Wilcox Hildreth.
Bertrand won it all in 1992, but only has one tournament win since then. And that was in their last appearance in 1996. Today, the Vikings look to start a new legacy. It's Bertrand State Tournament action coming up next. But for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Along with studio engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Larry Kottner, courtside at the Cross Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School. And we welcome you into the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Classic Hits 98.9 presents to you tonight opening round contest in the D2 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, featuring the Bertrand Vikings with a record of 17-7 against the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie at 25-1. Bancroft Rosalie, the number one seed in the tournament. They are also the number one ranked team in the state. Bertrand comes in here as the number eight seed at 17-7. The New Tech pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a 2.5-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll continue with the New Tech pregame show, talk a little bit about this matchup, and also talk about what's happened earlier today here at the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Class D2 State High School basketball being brought to you on Classic Hits 98.9 by Buzz's Marine. Buzz's spring sales event is March 21st to the 28th at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. We welcome you back into the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's talk a little bit about what has already happened here in Lincoln. In Class A, Omaha South with an impressive win over South Sioux City, 60-34 in the opening round. And Lincoln Northeast beat Norfolk. No more undefeated teams anywhere in the state of Nebraska. Norfolk, the last team to go unbeaten. They get knocked out in the first round, the number one ranked team in the state. Northeast gave them the best game during the season. They clobbered them today, 61-43. Class B, Beatrice moves on with a 56-36 win over Plattsmouth. And Sydney, after losing a couple of times this year to Scotts Bluff, squeezes past the Bearcats, 65-63. So Beatrice and Sydney will square off tomorrow. In Class C1, the semifinals are set. Winnebago with an impressive win over Wahoo, 66-50. Grand Island Central Catholic defeated Chadron, 46-36, as heard earlier today on Platte River Radio. That game tomorrow between Grand Island Central Catholic and Winnebago at 9 a.m. can be heard right here on Classic Hits 98.9 with Doug Duda. 50-23, the final score. Wahoo Newman beating Lincoln Christian. And in overtime, it was Columbus Scotus over Fall City, 58-53. Class C2, top part of the bracket is finished. Freeman over David City Aquinas, 47-41. And Fremont Bergen defeated Southern Valley, one of the area teams, 56-49. D1, the semifinals are set. Brennan Davenport Shickley over Sutherland, 59-33. It was Humphrey St. Francis upending Clearwater Orchard, the number one ranked team in the state, 62-53. So BDS and Humphrey St. Francis will square off. And Heartland, a winner over Bloomfield, 65-46. And as heard here on Classic Hits 98.9, it was High Plains defeating Amherst, 60-42. So Heartland and High Plains play tomorrow morning at 10:45. And in D2, that's the class we're in here, it was Minotaur. First time they've been to state since 1945. They get a win today over Paxton, 53-52. And Exeter Milligan defeated Wilcox Hildreth, a game you heard here on Classic Hits 98.9. It was 49-40 in the final. Games yet here tonight in D2. This one, of course, between Bertrand and Bancroft Rosalie. And later on tonight, it'll be Fall City Sacred Heart against Riverside. That'll be the 5-4 matchup. All the 1-8. In the four classes playing tonight are being in the 7 o'clock game, a game you can hear over on the Breeze. Hastings St. Cecilia, the top seed, taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic in C2. And then also in Class B, it's Gretna against Elkhorn Mount Michael. And in Class A, Omaha Creighton Prep against Millard West. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and continue with the New Tech pregame show. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9. State High School basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 being brought to you or presented to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. That's Mary Lanning Healthcare. We welcome you back into the New Tech pregame show. Let's take a look at these two teams involved in this 1-8 game. Bancroft Rosalie 25-1 on the season. Their lone loss came to Winnebago, who's going to be playing in the C1 semifinals tomorrow against Grand Island Central Catholic. They didn't fare well against Winnebago, losing 94-58, but they defeated Wausau, doubling the score 60-30, beat Wynot in the sub-district finals by 5, and squeezed past Stewart by 1 in the district final, 48-47. Stewart unable to get down here on a wild card. Now, Bertrand, 17-7 on the year, but they are winners of 6 in a row coming into this game. Their losses have all come against either C1, C2, or D1 teams. Matter of fact, the entire D2 field, only two teams have lost to a D2 team. Riverside won, Wilcox Hildreth the other coming in. They lost earlier today, but Riverside was the team that actually beat them. So those are the only two out of the eight that have lost to anybody in the D2 field coming into it. These two teams have not. Bertrand at 17-7 and Bancroft Rosalie at 25-1. So, you know, we take a look at the path that the Vikings took getting here to state. They had duplicate scores in the sub-districts over Alma and Elwood of 70-55. And then last week, great second-half comeback after being down by 9 about midway through the third quarter. They bounced back to defeat Anselmo Myrna 68-54 to punch their ticket to the first round of the state high school basketball tournament here in Lincoln. We're going to take another timeout here on the New Tech pregame show. We'll take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll have the 5-point bank starting lineup for you here on Classic Hits 98.9.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and Bertrand. It is the Class D2 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament on Platte River Radio here tonight, and also on the stations of Platte River Radio. You can listen to the various games, including the Hastings-St. Cecilia and Hardington-Cedar Catholic game on NC2 on PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and have the 5-point starting lineup, 5-point bank starting lineup, as we conclude the New Tech pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The First State Bank in Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
The starting lineup for tonight's contest between Bertrand and Bancroft Rosalie is brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's take a look, first of all, at the visitors, the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie. They are the defending Class D2 state champions. They knocked off High Plains in that D2 final a year ago. A number of their players are gone from a year ago, but they still have one or two that played in that game, and they are going to be returning. Kenny Appleton is one of the starters. 5'9" senior, averaging 17.5 points per contest. Mario Aldrich, he is a junior, 5'9" guard, averaging 9.5 per game. Ian Nottleman, a 6'3" senior, he averages 7.3 points per contest. Dane Wertman, 6'1" forward, he is a junior. He averages 5.8 points per contest. And Karsten Teese, he's the guy they like to get the ball inside to. He's a forward, and he's just 6 foot, experienced senior, but he averages 16.9 points per game. We will also see Aaron Ross in the game. He'll be the first guy off the bench, 6 foot sophomore. But again, the starting lineups for Bancroft Rosalie, Appleton, Aldrich, Nottleman, Wertman, and Teese. The head coach for Bancroft Rosalie is Corey Meyer. He is assisted by Matthew Wegner. Bancroft Rosalie has been to the state tournament 7 times, most recently last year when they won the D2 title. They also were runners-up in 1998. Let's take a look at the homestanding Bertrand Vikings. They'll go this way. Jake Samuelson, he is the leading scorer at 20.8 points per game. He is a 6 foot senior guard. Cooper Grabenstein, a sophomore, 6 foot forward. He averages 7.8 points per contest. Joseph Colfax, a 5'10" guard. He is a senior, averaging 8.2 points per game. Dakota Fitzgerald, a 6'1" junior. He averages 11.5 a contest. And Tyrell Younger, the tenacity man on the defensive end, 6 foot junior, also averages offensively 7.9 points per game. We'll also see Riley Johnson, a freshman, and freshman Wyatt Wilkin come into the lineup as well for Bertrand during the game. So once again, it'll be Samuelson, Grabenstein, Colfax, Fitzgerald, and Younger. The head coach is Craig Newcomb. He's assisted by Marcus Schwartz and Robert Edgren. And we are getting ready for Class D2 State High School basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Bertrand in their home white uniforms with the blue numbers and the blue trim. They'll go right to left as you visualize this first quarter. Bancroft Rosalie in the dark blue uniforms will go left to right. Good to have you along. Again, Caleb Henry back at the studio. I'm Larry Kattner, courtside at Lincoln Southeast. The tap is controlled by Bancroft Rosalie with the basketball. It's Appleton way up top. Man-to-man being shown early by Bertrand. Work over to the right side for Aldrich. Aldrich now to Nottleman. Nottleman into the corner. Finds Teese. Teese up top for Appleton. Gives off to Aldrich. Aldrich on the drive. Dish off to Appleton. Lob down low for Teese. Knocked away. Got it back. Kicks it back out. With it, it's Aldrich. Bounce down low. Teese again. They like him along the baseline there. Cut off nicely by Fitzgerald. Up top, the shot from Appleton from 18, up no good. Rebound brought down by Teese, but a foul away from the ball is going to go on Bancroft Rosalie. They'll give that foul, I believe, on Karsten Teese. And it'll go the other direction for Bertrand. 43 seconds deep, no score. Vikings with their first offensive possession. No backcourt pressure as Jake Samuelson will bring it up. 2-3 zone being shown early by the Panthers. With the basketball, that's Grabenstein in the corner. It's Fitzgerald on the move. Drop down pass. Tended for Younger. Could not handle it. Knocked out of bounds. But last touch by Younger. It'll come the other direction. Turnover on Bertrand. Here come the Panthers the other direction. With it, it's Aldrich across the center court line. Working against the man-to-man. Calls out the play. Picks up the dribble. Right side for Teete. Teete's working against Dakota Fitzgerald, left side, dropping back. Appleton for a three, no good. Fight for the rebound, brought down by Teese. Teese looking down low, drives, puts it up and in. Karsten Teese with the first 2 points of the ball game. Bancroft Rosalie, the early 2-0 lead. Quickly the other way, Samuelson had it knocked away, and a foul is going to be called on the reach-in. It looks like it will go on Kenny Appleton. Two fouls quickly called on the Panthers. The Vikings will trigger it in. Baseline left side. Now baseline right side. It will be Colfax to do so. Lobs it in and taken away by Aldridge with the quick hand. Lost it, and then he double dribbles. He caught it kind of pinned between his legs after he made the steal and then tried to dribble it again. The official's right on top of it. The turnover gives it back to the Vikings. So a little slow start for both these teams early on. Inbounds into the corner. Younger for a three. It's off the mark. Brought down defensively by Nottleman. Outlet to Appleton. Appleton to bring it across the center court line. Right side for Aldridge. Drop down to the left-handed shot there of Wertman. It will not go. Rebound. Bertrand had it, but it's taken away. Nottleman has it way up top. Bounce over to the left side for Teets on the wing. Karsten Teets working against the man-to-man. Nowhere to go. Up top for Appleton. He'll give off to Aldridge. He'll reset the offense for the Panthers. Gets a screen. Lob down low. Nice catch by Teets. Puts it up and in. Karsten Teets quickly with 4 points in the game. Bancroft Rosalie the 4-0 lead. Samuelson drives. Dish down low. Grabenstein puts it up. No good. Got his own board. Blocked down low by Nottleman. Rebound to Younger. Having trouble keeping his set, but he puts it up and in anyway. Tyrell Younger staying with it. Did about the splits, but he kept his pivot foot. It's 4-2. Aldridge dumps it off left side for Appleton. Appleton with the basketball. Works it over to Aldridge. 30 feet away. Dribbles in. Working against Samuelson in the man-to-man. 5:18 to go, opening quarter. 4-2, Bancroft Rosalie. Sweep pass over to the left side, over to Aldridge. He'll launch a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound tipped around. Taken out of there by Younger. Here come the Vikings on the run. Samuelson will push. Down the right side, he'll get fouled by Aldridge with the body up by the top of the key. Third team foul on the Panthers. That'll be the first one on Mario Aldridge. And checking into the lineup for Bancroft Rosalie, 6-foot sophomore Aaron Ross. And that's not spelled the way you would think it, R-O-S-S. It's spelled R-A-S. Up top with it, Samuelson dumps it off to Younger. Drives, and they're going to call the charge. Doing a great job of drawing that charge with a good flop after the contact was Karsten Teets. First foul against Bertrand is going to be called on Tyrell Younger. We played 3:02 into this game. 4-2, Bancroft Rosalie. Here come the Panthers with the basketball. Aldridge will push. Give it ahead to Nottleman. Gives off now to Aldridge. His shot blocked, but a foul will go on Jake Samuelson. That's his first team foul, number two, on Bertrand. He'll step to the line. Tonight's state basketball action presented by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Aldridge with the free throw, up and no good. In the act of shooting, he'll have a second one. Second one is up and good. Makes it a 5-2 contest in favor of the Panthers. Samuelson in the backcourt. Leads it ahead to Younger down the left side. Back over to Samuelson into the paint. Drop step, puts it up and in. Jake Samuelson from about 5 feet away puts it home. It's a 5-4 contest. Panthers cross the center court line with it. It's Aldridge. Aldridge to the right side. Stops on the elbow. Now takes it in. Puts it up. Left it short. Rebound brought down by Fitzgerald. Leads it ahead to Younger. Younger will hold it up in the backcourt. Give to Samuelson. Now ahead to Fitzgerald. Drives. Pushes it down low. Shot put up by Gravenstein. No good. Got it up again on the offensive rebound, but it would not fall, and Aldridge pulls it out of there. Other direction comes Bancroft Rosalie. Teets down the right side. Nice hanging shot put up. No good. And a couple of players go sliding into the cheerleaders down at the end. Everybody getting up there fine. The foul's going to go on Tyrell Younger, though, and that's going to be his second. Third team foul on Bertrand. Nearly halfway through this first period. 5-4. Free throw is no good for Teets. Teets has 4 of the 5 points for Bancroft Rosalie. Wyatt Wilkin going to check into the lineup. 5'11 freshman for Bertrand. And it looks like Wertman going to come back in now for Bancroft Rosalie. Teets' second free throw no good. Wertman trying to save it from going out of bounds, but he can't control it. Turnover on Bancroft Rosalie. We'll head the other direction. The Vikings with the basketball in front of their own bench. Viking coach Craig Dukem calling out the play. Samuelson going to slowly bring it across the timeline. Look at that 2-3 zone. Dribble up to it. Work it to the right side. Nice bounce to the back door. It was kicked away. Intended for Cooper Grabenstein, but he'll have an opportunity to trigger it in. Baseline left side. Inbounds goes to Samuelson in the corner. Skip pass left side with it. It's Fitzgerald on the drive. Into the paint. Five-footer. It would not fall. Taken out of there by Wertman. Outlet to Appleton. Appleton pushes down the right side. Cut off nicely there by Colfax. Up top with it, it's Teat. Down low, wide open, putting it up and in is Ross. Somebody forgot to pick up Aaron Ross. And a timeout going to be taken by Bancroft Rosalie. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. 7-4, Bancroft Rosalie on top. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Again, games going on around the city. It's Class A, Class B, C2, and here D2. And it's all the 1-versus-8 games. Gretna and Elkhorn, Mount Michael in Class B. Class A, Omaha Creighton Prep and Millard West. And over at C2, over on the Breeze as well, is Hastings St. Cecilia against Hardington Cedar Catholic. Quick timeout, and we're ready to go as Bertrand with the basketball. Down by 3, 7-4. Samuelson dishes it off to Fitzgerald for a 3. It will not fall. Rebound brought down by Teat. Outlet to Appleton. He'll bring it across the timeline. Left side for Ross. Dribbles in, cut off, back out to Appleton on the left wing. Calls out the play against the man-to-man. Right side, Wertman into the corner for Teat. Pump fakes, nowhere to go. Dish off for Ross. Up top, Appleton open for the 3. No good. And there's Fitzgerald to bring down the ball. Slapped away by Aldrich, but a foul on Mario Aldrich. That's going to be number 2 on him. Foul number 4 on the Panthers. 2:49 to go here in the opening quarter, so Aldrich going to have to check out of the lineup. He's got 2 fouls. Younger has 2 for Bertrand. Samuelson will slowly bring it across the timeline for Bertrand. Dribbles on up to the defense. Left open, so he'll launch a 3. Off the glass, it's good. Jake Samuelson puts it home. He's got 5 of the 7, and we're tied at 7, and then a late whistle. And what do we have? It looks like a official's timeout. Delay of game is what it is. Delay of game warning. Inbounds will come from Teat. No backcourt pressure as Appleton will bring it across the timeline. 2:26 to go, opening quarter. Lob to the high post. Teats with the catch near the free throw line. Pump fakes. Brings it back out. Nowhere to go against Fitzgerald. Tried to drive in, but the defensive help's there by Grabenstein. Gives off to Ross. Ross had it knocked away, got it back. Into the corner for Nottleman. Nottleman on the drive to the free throw line. Right side for Appleton. Working against Colfax in the man-to-man. Down to 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Appleton cut off nicely by Colfax. Finds Nottleman. Good defense by the Vikings right now. Appleton on the drive into the paint. Scoops it up with the left hand. No good. And it's ripped down by Fitzgerald. Outlet to Samuelson. Samuelson into the forecourt. Cut off nicely. And then a reach-in foul on Kenny Appleton. Trying to get that ball back. And just like that, Bancroft Rosalie has got 5 team fouls. They're 25-1, but they're not a very deep team. They don't go deep to the bench very often. They rarely go past six or seven, and they're going 7 right now as Trenton Gatewood, a freshman, 5'10", freshman, going to check into the lineup. And speaking of freshmen, Riley Johnson, a 5'8", freshman, going to come in for Bertrand. Colfax will have a seat. 1:44 to go, opening quarter, 7-7 our score. Inbounds will come from Grabenstein to Samuelson. Samuelson with 5 of the 7 points for the Vikings, averages nearly 21 a game. Works it to the right side, finds Johnson. Johnson, feed down low, intended for Grabenstein. Taken away by Teat. He'll drive the other way, put it up and in. Teat with 6 of the 9 points for Bancroft Rosalie. Makes it a 9-7 game in favor of the Panthers. Samuelson into the paint, drives, cut off, triple team. Back out to Fitzgerald. His 3 off the iron, no good. Tipped around, brought down by Wertman. Outlet ahead. Driving one-on-one, scooping it up. Lost contact. A little bit of contact, but just mostly out of balance with Gatewood, and he couldn't get the shot to go. Bertrand the other way. Samuelson double team. Finds Johnson. Now over to Fitzgerald. Bounce down low. Shot put up. No good. Out of bounds. Was put up that time by Wyatt Wilkin, who's checked in the lineup. 5'11 freshman. Knocked out of bounds by the defense of Bancroft Rosalie. He'll stay with Bertrand down 9-7. Outlet out top. It goes to Samuelson to the free throw line. Bounce over to Johnson. 18-footer on the way off the mark. Taken there by Teat. Fakes the baseball pass. Now he'll dribble into the forecourt. All the way to the top of the key. Knocked away by Grabenstein. Taken there by Samuelson. Ahead to Johnson. Doesn't have the lane. Now finds the trailer. That is Wilkin. And they're going to call him for the walk. Didn't catch it cleanly. And the officials will call the walk. Into the lineup for Bertrand. Creighton Peterson, a 5'10 sophomore, will check in. Grabenstein will sit down with 31.2 to go here in the quarter. Kenyon Lovejoy, 5'11 freshman, checking in now for Bancroft Rosalie. It's a warm night here in the Prosh Activity Center. It's always hot here at Southeast. A little bit of humidity from the swimming pool that's nearby, and that's always a factor. So coaches may be going a little deeper than normal here tonight to get their players some rest late in the quarter. Down low, Ross with the turnaround jumper. He puts it up and in. Makes it 11-7 with 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Panthers by four. Samuelson, 25 feet away, gets it to Fitzgerald. Back to Samuelson, open for the three. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Wertman, gives it off to Lovejoy, and that's the end of the quarter. After one at Lincoln Southeast, your score, Bancroft Rosalie, 11, Bertrand, 7. You're listening to Class D2 State High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9, back at 60 seconds.
The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
We get ready for the second quarter here at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. First round action in the Class D2 Boys State Basketball Tournament. Bertrand down by an 11-7 score has the basketball. They work against the perimeter. Zone defense being shown here by Bancroft Rosalie. They came out in that, and they have stayed with that. And actually now it looks like maybe they're going to stay in that zone except for more of a 3-2 instead of a 2-3. Up top with it, it's Wilkin, right side on the wing to Samuelson. Bounce down low for Grabenstein, had it knocked away. Still loose, and Aldridge does a great job of saving it off the head of Riley Johnson. So it'll be a turnover and go back over to Bancroft Rosalie. In the backcourt, Aldridge will control. We have not seen either team press so far. Nodelman into the corner for Teague. Teats working against Grabenstein. Up top, Appleton for a three. Got it. His first 3 points of the ball game. And that extends the lead to 14-7. Seven in a row here for the Panthers. Grabenstein on the right corner. Had it popped away and taken away by Teats. Outlet to Appleton. He'll bring it across the timeline to the right side. Behind the back pass out to Aldridge. Over to the left side. Three up by Nodelman. No good. Johnson will bring down the rebound. And timeout going to be taken by Craig Newcomb. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take a 30-second timeout with them. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Out of the timeout for Tram with the basketball. The score has been doubled up on them at 14-7. 6:35 to go, opening half. Pass over to the right side. Grabenstein on the run. Skip pass left side to Colfax into the corner for Samuelson. Bertrand has not scored for a little while. Younger's back in the lineup. His pass to the right side kicked away by Aldrich. It'll stay with Bertrand on the side. Grabenstein to toss it in. Way out top to Samuelson. Back over to Grabenstein. Into the paint. Younger drives. Puts it up and in. Strong move by Tyrell Younger as he took it to the hole and put it down. He's got four in the ball game. 14-9. 6:07 to go in the opening half. Aldrich up top. Gives off to Appleton. Appleton working against Colfax in the man-to-man. Drives, gets the help from Younger. Lob down low. Teets with the catch. Double team. Grabenstein working on him. Now out to Nodelman. Back to Teets down low. Post up. Knocked away by Grabenstein and taken by Colfax. Here comes Bertrand. The Panthers back defensively. Colfax will slow it up. Work it over to Grabenstein on the right side. Now finds Samuelson. Looks to reverse it. Now goes left side instead to Fitzgerald. Had it blocked, and that should be a walk. It is. It was hit in his hand. It came down with the basketball. And that is a clean block and a traveling violation. Here come the Panthers. Aldrich to go right over the center court line. The Knight that's right in the middle of the court here at Lincoln Southeast. Bounce down low. Keith. Off the mark on his pass intended for Ian Nuttleman. Bertrand the other direction. 5:17 to go in the half. 14-9, Bancroft-Rosalie. Samuelson. Both these teams play some pretty good defense. Samuelson almost double dribble. He leaned into it a little, but kept the dribble. Almost a hesitation. Pass down low to Younger. Puts it up. Left it short. Rebound brought down by Workman. Had a good look from about 5 feet away, but it hit the heel of the iron and bounced out of there. Appleton with it in the forecourt, gives off to Aldrich. Samuelson on him in the man-to-man, behind the back dribble. Skip pass down low, and there's Younger stepping in to take it away. Younger, one on three, blows past everybody, then it's reached on by Teets from behind, and he could not save it from going out of bounds. Bertrand will keep it with 4:39 to go in the half. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. So be listening for that. Right now, it is a Nebraska Land National Bank timeout. And we'll take it with them. 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
And we welcome you back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 4:39 to go in the half, 14-9, Bancroft-Rosalie. And now Appleton trying to go get the lob pass into the deep into the front court. Goes up and runs right into Jake Samuelson. He's going to pick up his third foul, so Kenny Appleton going to have to check out of the ball game. That is the sixth team foul against Bancroft-Rosalie, but their guards, their starting guards, have five of those. Samuelson up top with the basketball. Bounce left side. Colfax open for a three. It's off the mark. Rebound brought down by Younger. Pump fake. Puts it up. Blocked from behind by Nodelman. Taken out of there by Teets. Tipped away by Samuelson. And then passed ahead to Samuelson from Colfax. And a foul going to be called on Bancroft-Rosalie. This one, by the way, is going to put Bertrand into the bonus. That foul will be on Carson Keats, and I believe that is his second. So key players for the Panthers starting to pick up some foul trouble. Jake Samuelson will be at the free throw line his first time tonight. He's got 5 points. Senior hits the back of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Nodelman. Both teams have struggled a little bit in the early part. Actually, that's the first free throw by Bertrand. Bancroft Rosalie, 1 of 4 at the line. Nearly halfway through the second quarter, 14-9, low-scoring affair. And now Younger just picked up his third foul, trying to go after the ball on Aldridge, so he is going to have to sit down. And he'll sit down for the rest of the half at the 4:03 mark. Wyatt Wilkins going to check back in. In front of the Bertrand bench, it'll be Aldridge to dump it into Ross. Ross gives it back to Aldridge, behind the back dribble, takes it to the free throw line, dish off left wing for Teets. Teets against the man-to-man, drives, cut off, double team now. Tries to get rid of it. Oh, nice dish down low, finds Workman for the easy two. That was a nice look by Carson Teets and a good assist. 16-9, 3:36 remains in the half. Samuelson up top. Bertrand needing some points. Cooper Grabenstein going to be called for the walk. A lot of active hands inside for Bancroft Rosalie, and that has affected the Vikings. Remember, though, the Vikings were down at halftime last week in the district final against Anselmo Myrna and were able to make some halftime adjustments and pull away for a 14-point victory. See if they'll be able to do that here tonight. There's still 3:17 left in the half. Again, another dish down low. And again, it's Teets, this time to Ross. Ross now off the bench has got 6 points. And it's an 18-9 game. From the corner, a three. That is big for Cooper Grabenstein as he knocks it down. Draws Bertrand back within six at 18-12. Ball tipped away by Samuelson from Aldrich, but a foul's going to be called on Samuelson. Team foul number 5 on Bertrand. Second one on the senior Samuelson. No bonus time yet for Bancroft Rosalie. Ross to toss it in from the side, gives it off to Teets, drives the baseline, no good. Taken out of there by Wilkin. Gives it off to Fitzgerald into the forecourt, down the right side. Stops in the corner, bounces down low to Wilkin, had it tipped away, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Ian Nodelman. That will put Wilkin at the line for a 1-1 with 2:39 to go in the half. Bancroft Rosalie 18, Bertrand 12. You're listening to the Class D2 State High School Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Free throw is good by the freshman Wilkin. First point of the ball game for him. Makes it 18-13. Winner of this game plays tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 in the state semifinals at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against the winner of tonight's later game between Falls City Sacred Heart and Riverside. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound brought down by Lovejoy for Bancroft Rosalie. Aldrich has it up top. Right side, they work it to Lovejoy into the corner, and he walks. This group of officials watching the traveling violation a little closer than some we've seen earlier today. Bertrand with an opportunity down by 5 to cut into the lead. They were down by 9 at one point, and that definitely was a walk. But actually, they're going to call a foul away from the ball on a screen by, I believe, Wyatt Wilkin. 16 foul on Bertrand, so the next one puts the Panthers into the bonus. That is the first one on the freshman, Wilkin. 2:18 to go in the half. Panthers up by 5, 18-13. Aldrich be picked up top by Colfax. Now works it to Nodelman. Down low to Teets. Drives, nice dish off to Lovejoy, and he'll put it home. I'll tell you what, he is very good with the hands down low, is Carson Teets. He can make it happen, and then he can also dish off. And now a turnover in the forecourt against Bertrand. Colfax could not handle the pass. And with 1:56 to go in the half, it's back to a 7-point game, and the Panthers with the basketball. pass down low, knocked away and taken away. May have been a double dribble by Fitzgerald. Takes it into the forecourt, stops, dish off, intended for Colfax. Got it, diving, gets it to Fitzgerald. Shot would not go, gets his own board, puts it up, no good, but he drew the foul. Good battle down low by Dakota Fitzgerald on that possession as he kept battling and battling and battling. It'll be a two-shot opportunity as that will be the ninth team foul. First foul will go on Wertman. Free throw by Fitzgerald is good. That's his first point of the ball game. Makes it 20-14, 1:37 remaining in the half. Second free throw, good. It bounced off the rim twice and finally fell through. 20-15, down to a minute and a half to go in the half. Nottleman deep on the left wing, skip pass right side, finds Lovejoy. Up top for Aldrich. Pull back on him, right side, Lovejoy. Back over to Aldrich for the three, got it. Mario Aldrich, his first field goal of the night. He's got 4 points in the game. Back to an eight-point game at 23-15. Samuelson up top. Left side for Fitzgerald. Now into the corner for Colfax. Finds Fitzgerald now on the left wing. Now to Samuelson, 25 feet out. Drives in. Hanging eight-footer. Would not fall. Rebound brought down by Teets. Teets will run it the other direction. Under a minute to go in the half. Crossover dribble, keeps it alive. Now looks over to the other side for Wertman. Give off to Aldrich. Now out top for Lovejoy. His pass hits off the rim and taken the other way. Put up, no good by Samuelson. He drove coast to coast with it, tried to get the hoop and the harm, but only gets the harm as he'll shoot two free throws. 34.5 to go in the half. First foul on Kenyon Lovejoy. Free throw up and good. Jake Samuelson puts it down. He is one of two. 6 points in the ball game. 23-16, second one up and good. Back to a six-point game at 23-17. Johnson's going to check back in. Samuelson's going to sit down. Johnson, Grabenstein, Colfax, Fitzgerald, and Wilkin in there right now for Bertrand. Aldrich has it for Bancroft Rosalie. Teets, Nottleman, Wertman, and Lovejoy in there for them for the Panthers in the corner. It's Teets way up top. Lefty Aldrich puts up the three. No good. Rebound brought down by Wilkin. Still 17 seconds to go in the half. Bertrand with a three could cut it to a one-possession game. Lost the ball. And Bertrand very lucky there as Fitzgerald lost control of the ball and then Nottaman had a chance at it, lost it out of bounds in front of the Panther bench. 9.8 to go in the half. Inbounds goes to Colfax. Going to have to dribble it up. Works it over to Johnson. Out top, Fitzgerald going to have to launch pretty quick. Three at the buzzer. Good! Dakota Fitzgerald puts it down from just beyond the top of the key to bring Bertrand back within three at 23-20. Fitzgerald's third, fourth, and fifth points of the night. We'll take it back to the studio, take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show for you, stats and more here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you. The Bertrand Nursing Home and Assisted Living is a proud sponsor of tonight's game. They offer long-term living facilities, assisted living facilities, and one of the best rehab programs around. They specialize in long and short-term care to get your loved ones back to their home or, if they prefer, a great place of their own right in the building with 24-hour care. The Bertrand Nursing Home treats each and every resident with compassion and respect. The Bertrand Nursing Home in Bertrand.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney delivers.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
The First State Bank in Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
This halftime report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Halftime score, 23-20, Bancroft-Rosalie on top of Bertram. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Three-point advantage for Bancroft-Rosalie, the number one ranked and number one seeded team in this D2 field, but the last 5 points of the half belong to the Vikings as they take momentum into the locker room. A pair of free throws from Jake Samuelson, followed up by a three-pointer at the buzzer by Dakota Fitzgerald to draw within three at 23-20. Bertrand trailed by as many as nine in the first half at 18-9, but they have worked their way back as they head to the locker room. Let's take a look at first half numbers. First of all, for Bancroft-Rosalie, they're led here at halftime by Karsten Teets with 6 points. All of those, though, coming in the first quarter. Did a good job in the second quarter of assisting his other teammate. Aaron Ross has come off the bench and scored 6 points. 4 in the game for Mario Aldridge. 3 for Kenny Appleton. 2 points each for Dane Wertman and Kenyon Lovejoy. Now for Bertrand, they're led at halftime by Jake Samuelson. 5 points in the first quarter, those two free throws in the second. He leads all scorers at half with 7. 5 for Dakota Fitzgerald, all of those coming in the second quarter, including the three-pointer at the buzzer. A three-pointer for Cooper Grabenstein, 4 points on the night for Tyrell Younger. He, though, in foul trouble with 3. And Wyatt Wilson with 1 point. Also one player with 3 fouls for Bancroft-Rosalie. That is Kenny Appleton. Free throws in the first half, pretty good for Bertram. They have made 5 of 7 from the charity stripe. While on the other hand, Bancroft-Rosalie is 1 of 4. And they really didn't shoot any free throws after the early going. So here at halftime, your leading scorers For Bancroft Rosalie, the leaders, it's Karsten Teets and Aaron Roth, each with 6 points. And Jake Samuelson leads Bertrand. He leads all scores with 7. Halftime score, Bancroft Rosalie 23, Bertrand 20. We'll continue with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report after this 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, mm-hmm. And then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
And we welcome you back into the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the radio station, the Flat River Radio. You can, of course, hear all the games on Flat River Radio at flatriverpreps.com, including the game over at Lincoln Northeast between Hastings St. Cecilia and Hardington Cedar Catholic. That also on the Breeze 94.5 here at Lincoln Southeast. It is 23-20. Bancroft Rosalie with the 3-point lead on Bertrand, but Bertrand coming up with the last 5 points of the first half to carry a little bit of momentum into the second half. Time right now for tonight's Seeds to Success, and they're brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your yield this year with Craig Weetrich, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. Well, the zone defense, the quick hands, has been helpful for Bancroft Rosalie. The work against the man-to-man defense has benefited the Panthers with some nice passes from Karsten Teets to some of his teammates after Teets was the main focus through the first quarter. And then the second quarter, he was able to find his teammates for some easy buckets. No question, Bancroft Rosalie will try to exploit that a little bit more in the second half. For Bertrand, they're working against this zone. They need to get some more of their threes to fall. They've got to be a little more careful with their passes when they try to take it to the inside. There's been some very active hands for Bancroft Rosalie. They do a good job of collapsing, but if they're very patient, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Now, one thing we saw last week against Anselmo Myrna, Bertrand, they trailed at half. They were man-to-man, gave up a little bit of penetration. They went to that 3-2 zone, and it really stifled Anselmo Myrna. See if something like that is in the playbook for Craig Newcomb. That is your Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed representative. Well, during the pregame, I mentioned to you the Bancroft Rosalie resume here at State. Bertrand is playing their first game since 1996. They've been here 17 times. They had runner-up finishes in 1921, 1966, 67, and 1973. And the guy off to my left over here, Big Daddy Tony Davis, helped those Bertrand Vikings get to a Class C2 state championship back in 1992, 69-56 victory over Shelby Huskies in that ball game. It is going to be Bancroft Rosalie's basketball to start the second half. They'll be going right to left as you visualize this third quarter. And Bertrand will be going left to right. 23-20 is the score. A lot of the fans starting to come in now for the ladder ball game, which will feature the 4 and 5 seeds, Fall City Sacred Heart and Riverside. Riverside, the 4 seed, and Fall City Sacred Heart, the 5 seed. That game coming up next year at Lincoln Southeast. Aldridge to throw it in into the corner. Finds Appleton, his 3. In and out, no good. Rebound, Teeth. Shot blocked from behind by Fitzgerald. Werfman comes down with it. His 5-footer, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Fitzgerald. He'll hold it up for Samuelson. Jake Samuelson to bring it across the timeline for the Vikings. Samuelson dribbles out on top. Works it to the right side to Grabenstein, to Fitzgerald. His 3, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Vikings. It'll go over to Bancroft Rosalie. 30 seconds deep into the third quarter. 23-20 is our score. Winner of this plays tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against the winner of the later game. If it is Bertrand, you'll be able to hear it right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Lob into the corner, 3 on the way by Nottleman. Misses everything. Weak side rebound cleared out of there by Samuelson. Samuelson will run it into the forecourt. They're going to call him for the palming as he kind of took a delayed dribble, kind of bent that knee like he was going to try to do something, what they call him with the palming on the play. Into the forecourt comes Bancroft Rosalie. Up top with it, it's Aldridge. Left side for Appleton. Had to go down low to get it. Works it to the right side, cut off there. And it does look like Bertrand has come out in that 3-2 zone. Long 3 up by Appleton, no good. And the rebound brought down by Grabenstein. He'll run in the forecourt. Down the right side, puts it up, puts it in. He's fouled. Oh, no. They will not count the bucket. It was a body foul out. They do not give him the continuation for the bucket. And that is going to be on Appleton, and that is number 4 on Kenny Appleton. So he is going to have to sit down for a while. And that is huge for Bancroft Rosalie, because he is their leading scorer on the season at 17.5 a game, has only scored 3 in this one. Baseline right side, Colfack up top, going up high to get it, Fitzgerald. High post to Samuelson, back to Fitzgerald. Back at the Samuelson on the drive from the 14-foot line, no good. Just inside the free throw line. Rebound taken away. Karsten Teets, 2-on-2, nice pass over to the left side. Aldridge couldn't handle it. Saves it in, though, to Wertman. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Nottleman. He'll put it up and in. 3 opportunities at the hoop for the Panthers. They get it on the third try. Nottleman's first 2 points of the game, 25-20. Up top with it is Samuelson, top of the key. Lobs it over to Colfack for a 3. It's short. Taken out of there by Teets. Teets in the backcourt working against Younger. Younger's got to be careful. He's got 3 fouls. Teets will bring it into the forecourt. Lost control of it. Younger comes away with the steal. Gives it off to Fitzgerald. Teets just got a little fancy up top. Younger was right there to take advantage. Fitzgerald, his pass kicked away by Aaron Ross. So Bertrand will trigger from the side. They trail 25-20, looking for their first points of the second half. 5:46 to go in the third. Right side with it is Grabenstein. Knocked away, got it back, takes it in, puts it up. Off balance, would not fall. And ripped down by Nodelman. He'll give it off to Aldrich. He's going to slow things down a bit. Aldrich will bring it across the timeline center court. Over to Nodelman, and he couldn't handle the pass. Took his eye off the ball. I think he wanted to make a quick whip pass to someone down low, and he didn't have the ball himself yet. Samuelson going to push it into the forecourt. Over to Grabenstein, a three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound, run down by Samuelson. Jake with the basketball into the paint. 12-foot runner, good. Jake Samuelson, first 2 points of the second half for Bertrand. He's got 9 in the game, 25-22. Aldrich into the forecourt for the Panthers. Right side for Nodelman, 25 feet away. Dribbles into the corner, finds Aldrich. Now to Teat. Teat's working against Fitzgerald. He's done a good job on him tonight. Over to the left side, three on the way for Nodelman. Off the iron, no good. And Grabenstein brings down the board for Bertrand. To Fitzgerald, he'll give off to Samuelson. The senior will bring it across the timeline. Bounce back over to Fitzgerald. Out top, Samuelson. Grabenstein, right wing, bounce down low. Colfax, pass for Younger. Up top for Samuelson, almost thrown away. Younger down low, dish off. Colfax, pump fake, up. It would not fall for him, but he drew the foul. Got his man in the air. I believe that was on Aldrich. If so, that would be his third, and that is the case. So the two guards for Bancroft Rosalie have 4 and 3 fouls. Appleton and Aldrich, respectively. Free throw good by Colfax. And for Joseph Colfax, that is his first point of the night. Second one is good as he rattles it in. It's a one-point game, 25-24, 4:25 to go in the third. With the basketball, it's the Panthers. Aldrich gives off to Nodelman, deep on the wing, into the corner. Aldrich launches the three off the iron. No good. This is a pretty good three-point shooting team, but they have not been able to hit him tonight. Bertrand with the defense most of the time. Younger on the drive, dish down low intended for Colfax. Tipped out of bounds by Aldrich. Bertrand will keep it with a chance to take the lead. Set to throw it in. Colfax out top. Samuelson, touch pass over to Grabenstein. To Younger. Pass tipped. It's loose. Still loose. Aldrich keeps it alive, though. No, he stepped out of bounds. Grabenstein and Aldrich with a race to it. Aldrich tried to get a hand on it to save it in, but he stepped out of bounds. Bertrand will keep it as we're just a little over the halfway mark of this third quarter. Fitzgerald up top, between the legs dribble, to the high post, to Younger, gives it back to Fitzgerald, drives, puts it up, no good, but a foul. And free throws coming for Dakota Fitzgerald as that foul will be whistled on Dane Workman. So Fitzgerald, who has 5 points in the game, is 2 of 2 at the line, will have 2 here with a chance to give the Vikings the lead. Free throw, no good. And Bancroft Rosalie going to take a timeout. A timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. We'll take a timeout with them back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including 2 huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
We're at the Brosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School Class D2 Boys State Basketball Tournament. And we welcome you back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. First free throw no good for Dakota Fitzgerald. After being fouled on the shot, he'll have a chance to tie the game with this one. It's up and in and out, no good. Wertman brings down the rebound. So the Panthers hang on to a one-point lead with 3:43 to go in the third. Aldridge brings it across the timeline. Younger on him. 3-2 again being shown. Actually more of a 2-3 zone. Samuelson on the wing. Up top is Younger and Colfax. Aldridge has it on the right wing. Fakes the three. Now into the corner for Nottleman. Down along the baseline to Teets. Fitzgerald working on him. Into the paint. Teets puts it up. In and out would not get it to go. Through the foul. And let's see if this one's on Fitzgerald. I believe that's who they'll call this one on. It'll put Karsten Teets to the line to shoot a pair. He is 0 for 2 at the line tonight. Puts it up and good. Makes that one. He's got 7 to lead Bancroft Rosalie. Teets, 6-foot senior, averages 16.9 a game, misses that one. Rebound brought down by Bertrand. Samuelson to bring it across the timeline. 26-24, 3:10 remaining in the third quarter. They give off to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald bounced down low, ball knocked away, but Younger gets it, then Lee loses it as it was stripped away by Teets. Again, those quick hands on the defense of Bancroft Roseland. Both these teams with good quick hands defensively. 3 minutes exactly remaining in the third. Baseline right side, Colfax lobs it into Grabenstein in the corner for Samuelson. Back to Grabenstein, reverses it back to Samuelson. Along the baseline, drives, takes it in, pump fake, puts it up and in. We're tied. 11 in the game for Jake Samuelson. 26-26. Right now, it's an 11-3 run. Going back to the second quarter, Aldridge from the corner nails the three. And he gives Bancroft Rosalie back the lead. 7 in the game and knocked away from Teets from Samuelson from behind. Aldridge gives it off to Teets. Teets drives the left side along the baseline, scoops it up, blocked out of there by Fitzgerald. Taken ahead by Younger, and he'll slow it up. Samuelson will keep the basketball into the forecourt with 2:10 to go. Fitzgerald way up top, left side, Samuelson deep on the wing. Looks to lob down low, nowhere to go. And now the ball kicked by Nottleman. Bertrand will trigger it in from the side. 29-26, Bancroft Rosalie. Deep on the left wing, Fitzgerald along the baseline. Nice drive, put up and in. Jake Samuelson with the quick first step. Takes it along the baseline, lays it home. He's got 13, 29-28. Aldridge dishes it off for Nottleman. Deep on the left side, Aldridge from the corner. The three on the way will not go. Rebound on the weak side. Taken out of there by Samuelson. Three on three, down the left side, takes it in, scoops it up and in. Flew past the defense, scores it. 15 in the game. Bertrand takes the lead, and the fans come to their feet. 30-29, 1:23 to go in the third. Aldridge on the move. Dish off to Wertman down low, left it short, got his own rebound. Blocked, that was Teets. And it was blocked out of there by Fitzgerald again. Samuelson with the basketball. Has it up top. Gives off to Colfax, and they'll slow it down a little bit. Colfax now picked up his dribble, going to have to get rid of it. Grabenstein a three, no good. Long rebound, right down by Grabenstein. Under a minute to go in the third. Samuelson from 15 off the mark. Gets his own rebound near the free throw line. Back out top to Colfax, and then to Samuelson. Colfax left side for Fitzgerald, 45 seconds to go. Younger down low, blocked away by Dane Wertman. And those two run into each other and back away quickly. Couple of fired up kids. Up top, Grabenstein. Pass over to Fitzgerald. Nottleman got a hand on it. Fitzgerald on the drive, and a foul going to be called on Bancroft Rosalie. And that's going to go, I believe, on Ian Nottleman with 35.5 seconds to go in the third. 30-29, the Vikings with the lead. Inbounds into the corner. Shot put up by Samuelson, blocked out of bounds. Nottleman with a good job there. It'll stay with Bertrand with 32 seconds to go. Inbound pass taken away by Nottleman. Reached up and just tipped it to himself. Bancroft Rosalie signaling they're going to go for one. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. 30-29 Vikings. Nottleman up top, dribbles in, now gives off to Aldrich with 13 seconds remaining. Into the corner right side for Nottleman, back up top for Aldrich. Calls out the play with 7 seconds, down to 5 seconds. Out near half court, going to have to do something. Nottleman going to have to launch it, throws up a runner, no good off the iron, and that's the end of the third quarter. We'll go to the fourth. Don't go away. You're listening to the Class D2 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Bertrand. Back at the Frost Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast, we go to the fourth, 30-29. This injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And the good news, no injury at this point. So both teams full strength physically as we go to the fourth quarter. Four fouls for Kenny Appleton for Bancroft Rosalie, and three fouls for Mario Aldrich, and three fouls as well for Tyrell Younger for Bertrand. Bertrand with the basketball, starting the fourth quarter up 30-29. Colfax with it. Samuelson also in there along with Younger, Grabenstein, and Fitzgerald, the original starting five. 3-2 zone being shown by Bancroft Rosalie, and they get the steal. It's Aldrich. Mario Aldrich, Ian Nottleman, Karsten Teet, Dane Wertman, and Kenny Appleton, their original starting five to start the fourth. Aldrich on the run. 10-foot runner, no good. Right down by Grabenstein. Outlet to Colfax. Colfax across the timeline. Takes it to the corner. Holds it up. Gives off to Younger. Younger up top. Almost knocked away by Aldrich. Saved in. Good save by Nottleman into Aldrich. One-on-one against Younger. Takes it in. Pump fake. Puts it up and in. Boy, that was a tough shot for Mario Aldrich. He's got 9 in the game to lead the way for the Panthers. 31-30. Bancroft Rosalie as we reach the 7-minute mark of this game. With the basketball, Grabenstein in the corner. Fitzgerald up top, Younger, left side. High pass for Samuelson, but he brings it down. He'll launch the long one. Up and no good. It hits and bounces up into the rafters. The ball will go over to Bancroft Rosalie. And the winner of this game plays in the 3:45 game tomorrow at Bob Devaney Sports Center against either Riverside or Fall City Sacred Heart. Those two teams play in the later game here tonight at Lincoln Southeast. Up top, Appleton will give it off to Aldrich. And this is the defending state champions, Bancroft Rosalie, in D2. A lot of those players gone, some of them back. Appleton, one of them, he'll shoot a three. No good from the top of the key. The rebound to Grabenstein, knocked away by Nottleman, and he'll get up slowly. But we'll get up and he'll stay in the game. And now, timeout going to be taken by Craig Newcomb. The timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take a 30-second timeout, come back. You're listening to 98.9 Classic Hits Radio.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At 3 times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Tonight's Seeds to Success are brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer. So where can growers turn for the latest weather market updates and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy, Pioneer.com and MobilePioneer.com on their smartphones. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer, Craig Weeches. Well, the key to success, the seeds to success here in this fourth quarter is how you handle the basketball and staying out of foul trouble. And that could be said for both these teams in these final 6 minutes and 12 seconds. Bertrand down by one, 31-30, and with the basketball. Samuelson along the baseline, drives, puts it up, left it short. Intimidated there by Wertman, who comes down with the basketball. Outlet to Aldrich. Aldrich will bring it across the timeline into the corner. Appleton open for a three. Got it. Had a good angle on that one. You could see it was going all the way. He's got 6 on a pair of three-pointers. 34-30. Panthers by 4. 5:44 remains. Earlier today in Class D2, it was Minotaur beating Paxton 53-52. And as heard earlier on Classic Hits 98.9, Wilcox-Hildreth's season came to an end 49-40 to the hands of Exeter Milligan. Samuelson up top, takes in the paint, pump fake, 10-footer up, good! He's fouled! Let's see if they'll count the hoop. He got his man in the air. He'll go to the free throw line, and the bucket will go for Jake Samuelson. 17 of the 32 points right now for the senior. That foul will go on Dane Wertman. He now has three. Samuelson at the line is 2 of 3 tonight. Chance to make it a one-point game. He does. 34-33, 5:32 to go here in the ball game. In the backcourt, Nodelman lobs it ahead for Aldrich over on the right side. Has it in the forecourt. Back to a man-to-man, it looks like, now being played. Nope, 3-2 zone being played by Bertrand. Up top, Aldrich launches the three, and they're starting to warm up. The Panthers starting to warm up now. That's their third three of the fourth quarter, 37-33. Samuelson up top, picks up his dribble. Skip pass left side for Fitzgerald. Lobs it back over to Samuelson. Into the paint. Younger open, puts it up, no good. Got his own board, puts it up, no good. But he drew the foul. Offensive board and putback for Tyrell Younger. But he couldn't get the putback to go, but he'll shoot two. As that foul, it looked like, was on Aaron Roth, that is. And that's his first. Younger with 4 points in the game, all in the first half. Free throw, good. Tyrell now with five, brings it to a 37-34 game with 4:54 remaining. Younger dips the knees, puts it up, and got it. 37-35. Here comes Bancroft Rosalie. They've started to warm up from the outside. Appleton has it, but remember, Appleton has four fouls. Aldrich has three. Wertman has three. Younger has three for Bertrand. Screen does the back door to Appleton. Didn't have the three. Aldrich up top. Bertrand extending that defense out there now to guard that three-point shot. Appleton over to the left side. It is a man-to-man defense now being shown by the Vikings. They have switched back to the man-to-man. Aldrich on the drive, back out to Teets. Teets from the left elbow, shot off the mark, no good, but the rebound put up, no good by Roth. Rebound, Roth will get it in the corner. And a reset for Bancroft Rosalie. 4:10 remains in the game. 37-35 Panthers. This is the number 1 and 8 seeds, and you wouldn't think it by this game. It has not been a double-digit lead by either team. The biggest lead's been 9 by Bancroft Rosalie. And now a reach-in foul going to be called on Bertrand's Joseph Colfax. That's only the second team foul of the second half against the Vikings. Younger's going to come out. Wyatt Wilkins going to check back in for Bertrand. Good crowd on hand here. Packed gymnasium as we come to the conclusion of this first game. Keats on the inbound, got it to go. He fouled it count. Missed assignment. On the pickup, on the inbound, Teets was wide open, able to put it down. He's got 9 in the game and a chance to open up a 5-point lead with the free throw. He is, though, 1 of 4 at the line in this game. Teets puts it up and left it short. Rebound brought down by Bertrand, almost stolen on the inbound or on the outlet pass by Nodelman, but Fitzgerald controls, gives off to Samuelson. 4 points the difference, 3:42 remaining, 39-35, Panthers. Three on the way for Fitzgerald, it's short. Rebound brought down on the weak side by Aldrich. Gives it off to Appleton, between the legs dribble, and a timeout going to be taken by Bancroft Rosalie. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We will take a 30-second timeout and come back for the final 3:31. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Man back at the studio is Caleb Henry here at Cross Activity Center. I'm Larry Kottner. Good to be along with you here tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Opening round of the Class D2 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. The Bertrand Vikings hoping to get to the semifinals, but first they've got to get through the top seed and top-ranked team in the state, Bancroft Rosalie. They trail 39-35 with 3:31 remaining. Mario Aldrich to toss it in. Looks. Goes up top for Nodelman. Nodelman controls, gives off to Aldrich. Aldrich working against Samuelson. Right side for Teets, into the corner for Nodelman. Nodelman looking back door, finds Appleton along the baseline, finds Aldrich open, and puts it up and in. Aldrich now with 14 in the game. It's a six-point advantage for Bancroft Rosalie, 41-35. Fitzgerald to Colfax. Samuelson open for the three on the way, got it! He put it home, 21 in the game. He's got his average. It's a three-point game, 41-38, 2:55 to go in the game. Workman back out top. Appleton fakes the three. Guarded closely there by Colfax. Way up top, it's Aldrich controlling. Working against Samuelson. Ball knocked away by Colfax. Comes away with the steal. Takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. Colfax with his first field goal of the night. A steal and a hoop. And now Workman at the other end, loses the ball. Colfax comes up with the loose one. Bertrand with the basketball with a chance to take the lead. The fans on their feet, 2:23 to go here in the game. The ball kicked by Appleton and a reset here for Bertrand on the side. 41-40, two big plays in a row for the Vikings. A three for Samuelson, a steal and a hoop for Colfax. Ross will come back in and Workman will sit down. 2:21 remaining. Bertrand with a chance to take the lead on this possession. They have led very few in this game, but they have not been out of this game by any stretch of the imagination. They've been down, but have kept coming back. Colfax puts it up. Got it high off the glass. Six in the game. It's a one-point advantage for Bertrand. Seven in a row for the Vikings. We go to the two-minute mark, 42-41. Teets with the basketball, working against Younger, down low, puts it up and in. Nice move by Karsten Teets. Teets now with 11 in the contest. Bertrand into the forecourt, down by one, 43-42. Colfax into the paint to Younger, dishes off Samuelson, drives the right side, knocked away by Nodelman, taken by Aldrich, lead ahead to Appleton, puts it up and in, and he's fouled, it counts. Appleton with the hoop on the outlet pass from Aldrich. And Bancroft Rosalie with the respond. And a chance to take a two-possession lead at 45-42. Appleton will be at the line. He's got eight in the game. He has not shot free throws yet tonight. That is the second foul on Dakota Fitzgerald, who tried to go up and block that shot. They say he got him with the body. Appleton, as I said, with eight. That's his first two-point bucket of the night. He makes the free throw. Two-possession game, 46-42. Minute 33 remains. Samuelson into the forecourt. Bounce to the right side. Fans on their feet again. So's the radio announcer now. Fitzgerald, right side. Grabbing steam for a three. No good. Rebound, though, controlled on the other side by Fitzgerald. Crossover dribble. Dish into the corner. Grabbing steam. His three. Blocked. Taken by Appleman. Appleton ahead to Aldrich. He'll lay it up and in. And it's a six-point game. He's got 16 in the game. Younger. Dishes off to Samuelson. We're at the one-minute mark. 42-48. Samuelson's three is short. Rebound brought down by Workman. And now Bertrand's got a foul. They've only got 14 fouls, so they've got fouls to give, and Younger's going to commit one. That'll be his fourth. It will not be free throws for Bancroft Rosalie. I don't know where the official's going with the ball. Vikings still have another one to give before they shoot free throws. Riley Johnson going to check in. He may be in there to foul quickly. Younger, the only player in foul trouble, and they take him out. Inbounds goes to Aldridge, and quickly Samuelson trying to get the foul. The pass back almost stolen by Colfax because they didn't give the foul. The clock ticked down to 48.6. Still a two-possession game at 48-42. Keats having trouble getting it in. He finally gets it into Appleton, and he is fouled immediately by Colfax. Now, he gave up the foul pretty early. Sometime you might want to try to get the steal first and maybe go for the steal. There's still time with 47-7 to go. And from the side, it'll be Teets to throw it in. Man-to-man being played by Bertrand. What an answer here, though, from Bancroft Rosalie. They gave up seven in a row. And Bertrand took a one-point lead, but a quick seven the other way for the Panthers has given them a lead at 48-42. Foul given up by Grabenstein, and that's going to put to the free throw line. I believe that is Nodelman. Yeah, Ian Nodelman. First free throw of the night. No good, in and out. Bertrand still down by two possessions. Samuelson into the forecourt. Bounce down low, dish over to Colfax, puts it up, no good. Tipped up and in. Fitzgerald with the tip. He's got seven and a quick timeout taken on the court. 34.3 remaining. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, and actually, they're not going to call a timeout. It was a foul on Grabenstein, his third, so free throws for Teet, and he misses. And then over the back, Nodelman knocks it away from Fitzgerald, but it'll go to Bertrand with 33.2. So now free throws coming back to hurt a little bit with the 1-1 for Bancroft Rosalie. Back-to-back misses by Teet and Nodelman. And now we have the Nebraska Land National Bank timeout. Don't forget, coming up after the ball game, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show. Join us for that. 48-44. It's been a very good ball game here tonight. Bertrand has battled uphill. They've been behind for about 95% of this contest, but still within striking distance with the basketball. Down by four at 48-44. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., here on Classic Hits 98.9, C1 semifinal, Grand Island Central Catholic and Winnebago. Winnebago, the only team to beat Bancroft Rosalie this year, and they whooped up on Wahoo today, a traditional team in the C1 field, 66-50. So that should be a good ball game tomorrow morning. Bertrand's got to go the distance of the court. No backcourt pressure as the inbounds will come to Fitzgerald. Appleton's going to pick him up near the timeline, down under 30 seconds. Samuelson in the corner. Back over to Fitzgerald. Drives. They called him for the walk. Big turnover there on the travel call. So Bancroft Rosalie will have it on the turnover with 26.5 remaining. The inbounds, the lob will go to Appleton. Appleton then is fouled by Colfax, and it'll be a 1-1. One more time for Bancroft Rosalie. They have missed the previous two 1-1s. Next foul on Bertrand, and Bancroft Rosalie shoots two free throws. Kenny Appleton, 1-of-1 so far tonight. He has got 9 points. Free throw, no good. Long rebound, though, to Nodelman. Loses it. He's taken away by Younger. Gives it off to Samuelson. Samuelson on the race. Over to Grabenstein, and it's stolen away by Appleton. And then taken back And a foul, I believe, on Grabenstein as he just grabbed Appleton. Well, they had the two-on-two break and the bounce pass stolen away by Appleton, intended for Grabenstein. Bertrand had a chance to get within two on that possession. Instead, it's going to be two free throws at the other end for Kenny Appleton. He just missed the front end of a one-and-one. Whether he makes them or not, he makes the first. It's still going to be just a two-possession game, but time running down with 14.8 to go. Appleton's second one up and good. So here comes Bertrand, and the ball knocked away, stolen by Aldrich into Appleton. Pump fake behind the back pass at the teeth. Over to Appleton. He's fouled with 7.8, and that's all but going to do it for Bertrand. A gallant effort here tonight by the Vikings, but it appears they're going to come up short against the top-ranked and top-seeded team, Bancroft Rosalie. Appleton's free throw pretty much seals it as he puts it home. 51-44. Appleton with a big fourth quarter. 9 points this quarter. Second one, no good. Rebound, Samuel's going to come the other way. He'll launch from 35 at the buzzer. Off the mark, no good. And that's your ball game. Your final score. Bertrand, 44. Bancroft Rosalie, 51. The Panthers advance to the semifinals with a 26-1 record. Bertrand will finish their year at 17-8. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And we welcome you in to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. Final score in this ballgame here tonight, 51-44. What an exciting fourth quarter. As Bancroft Rosalie defeats Bertrand, the Panthers advance to the state semifinal tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 against the winner of the later game here tonight between Fall City Sacred Heart and Riverside, the new cooperative this year between Spalding High and Cedar Rapids High School. That game will be coming up at 8:45, technically, the tip-off, and maybe a little bit later than that here this evening. Let's take a look at the numbers. First of all, for the victorious Bancroft-Rosalie Panthers, they were led tonight by Mario Aldridge with 16 points. He had 12 of those coming in the second half, including 9 in that important fourth quarter. That is when he and Kenny Appleton really started to start nailing their threes from the outside, and that was what propelled them to this state tournament victory. Appleton with 12 points, 9 of those coming in the fourth quarter. So Appleton and Aldridge combined for 18 of the fourth quarter points for Bancroft-Rosalie. That is 18 of 22 that they scored in the fourth quarter. So, you know, those two guys from the outside were the big difference in this game. 11 points in double figures as well was Karsten Teet. He had a balanced night, 6 in the first half, 5 again in that important fourth quarter. 2 points each for Ian Nottleman, Dane Wertman, and Kenyon Lovejoy. Also 6 points in the game for Aaron Ross, all of those coming in the first half. For Bertrand tonight, it was senior Jake Samuelson bowing out on a pretty good performance here tonight. He had his average of 21 points. He had 7 at halftime, 14 in the second half, and he helped his team make the big run. A good performance as well from Dakota Fitzgerald. He had 7. 6 points for Joseph Colfax and Tyrell Younger. All of Colfax's points coming in the second half, including a pair of free throws and a pair of buckets in the fourth quarter. He came up with the steal and the hoop that got Bertrand within 1 in the final 3 minutes of the game. 3 points on the evening for Cooper Grabenstein and 1 off the bench for Wyatt Wilkin. Free throws, Bertrand didn't do too bad tonight, 10 of 14. Well, it was the Panthers really keeping Bertrand right in this game with their poor free throw shooting. They were 6 of 15, including missing their first 2 front ends of 1-and-1s when they got into the 1-and-1 late in the game and had a lead. It gave the Vikings another opportunity to try to get back into this game. But Bertrand couldn't come up with the big play to get themselves back within one possession. And in the end, it was Bancroft-Rosalie coming up with a 51-44 victory. We're going to take a 60-second timeout, and we'll come back. I do want to remind you that tonight's broadcast and the state high school basketball tournament being presented on Classic Hits 98.9 by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Also, Buzz's Marine, Buzz's spring sales event is coming up March 21st through the 28th at the Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and wrap things up here on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show on Classic Hits 98.9.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's going to need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And we welcome you back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. Class D2 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament going on. Three of the games have been played here today in Lincoln in the D2 field. The only game left is the one coming up between Falls City Sacred Heart and Riverside. But in the game that we just watched, it was Bancroft Rosalie, the top seed, holding off a big charge from Bertrand to win 51-44. So Bancroft Rosalie will play either Falls City Sacred Heart or Riverside tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 in the semifinals. That'll be played over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. I do remind you, this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Bertrand finishes their year, as we mentioned, 17-8. They had just two seniors on this lineup, but tonight those two seniors provided 27 of their 44 points, so they'll have to come up with some firepower with some of the younger players. Jake Samuelson hit his average tonight of 21 points as he had a very strong second half, 7 in the first half, 14 in the second half, including 8 in that third quarter when they came from behind and took the lead. They took a couple of one-point leads in the second half did Bertrand, 30-29. And then also a little bit later at 42-41. But got to give a lot of credit to the Panthers of Bancroft Rosalie. They responded well and were able to come up and answer with 7 quick points after Bertrand had come up with 7 quick ones to take the lead up by 1. Bancroft Rosalie a quick 7 to take the lead by 6. And then they were able to hold off another late charge by Bertrand to win it by 7, 51-44. The other senior playing in his final game tonight, Joseph Colfax, and as I mentioned, he had 6 in the game, none bigger than that steal and layup with under 3 minutes to go to get the Vikings back within 1 on the next possession. They would take the lead. Matter of fact, that was a Colfax bucket as he went up high off the glass to get that one. So Joseph Colfax only with 6 points, but they were very important points. When he was putting some points on the board, they were making some runs at this Bancroft Rosalie team. The Panthers, the defending state champions, again, a lot of the starters gone from last year, but some of those players that played a little bit then returned this year have held on the tradition that the other team started a year ago, and they get the victory holding off for Bertrand tonight, 51-44. So, again, it will be in the D2 semifinals tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Minotaur against Exeter Milligan. Minotaur a 1-point winner over Paxton earlier today. And then as heard here on Classic Hits 98.9, it was Exeter Milligan beating Wilcox Hildreth 49-40. Do want to remind you that coming up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock here on Classic Hits 98.9, it'll be a C1 semifinal. Grand Island Central Catholic taking on Winnebago. The winner of that will advance to the state championship against either Wahoo Newman or Columbus SCOTUS. Again, that game coming up tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock airtime, right about 8:45, 8:50 with Doug Duda tomorrow morning from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. That's going to wrap things up for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it and schedule your event. Again, we want to say thanks to our presenting sponsors, Buzz's Marine, Mary Lanning Healthcare, also Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. For studio engineer, Caleb Henry. I'm Larry Cottner, courtside at Pross Activity Center in Lincoln Southeast. Your final score once again tonight, Bancroft Roselake 51, Bertrand 44.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.